Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Edition. The well, hello, Spotify. It's been a while. Edition. Well, hello, Peacock. Gosh darn it, the heck anyway. Edition. Andy Dean Blandino returns to his rightful place on Wilde and Tausch. Scheduled to appear at 11 o'clock. We love Dino, and we look forward to that edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need. On the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable, my buddy Michael, who works for the Bucks, who I think was the first one to alert us to our Spotify issue. You know what he told me yesterday? He's glad we're back on Spotify. Really likes the ESPN Wisconsin app. I don't think he's going back.
Oh, my God.
So when they, Jason, would... did they download all the past episodes then?
I didn't check. I got an alert that
You didn't check. You've been clamoring for Spotify and you didn't check?
Huh. I appreciate that you know that I have a lot going on during the week.
Fake Spotify guy.
I got an alert.
Hold up a second. Okay, continue. yep, just checked. 3 seconds. It's on there. Continue.
All of the past episodes? I'm sorry, all of the past episodes you just checked? You scrolled through the entire list of all the shows?
I just scrolled, but it wasn't just yesterday. It was, it went all the way back into November. Yeah, I just checked. I did this. I hit the button, and and it went all the way to November.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for your service. I got an alert that yesterday's had been posted. I was in the middle of the locker room, I believe, at the time when it came through. And so I looked at it. I was excited. I shared the good news to all the people, just like the shepherds. And we were up and running again. So if that's where you like to consume
like
our program.
The shepherds.
Well, yeah, don't they go? They were tending to their flocks by night, and then they go around and spread the word that the Savior's been born, right? Don't they do that? Along with the angels and stuff, I feel like they all.
And
get
they
the
let
word
you know
out.
That Wilde and Tausch is back on Spotify. That's what the shepherds are
for that
there.
Long journey to Bethlehem. You can listen to all the episodes of Wilde and Tausch that you want to catch up on.
Some might say they're both miracles after as long as we were off of there.
We 3 hours on Spotify are.
I knew you were gonna go Christmas Carol of some sort there. And now we're going to be back off because we don't have the rights to whatever you sang. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And the great Mark Tauscher, the Packers Hall of Famer, is in his undisclosed location. So how you doing today?
I'm good. I thought it was funny. That's all. I know I don't want to get you all. It's not 11:15, so I don't want to get you all rattled.
I love that that's our
You case. Acted like clicking on the Spotify app and then just scrolling up was going to take you an hour. I know you're busy. You got your kids' stuff. You're writing for Channel 3000. You do this show. You're on the best damn show. You're on Jen Gay. I know. Jason, trust me. You tell us how busy you are. I get it. You are a busy beaver.
That's not true.
No doubt. But all I'm saying is it doesn't take an hour to hit beep, beep, and beep, and boom. That's all.
Takes
a big deal. But we are glad to be back on Spotify. I don't know if the royalty-free music is what clicked it. I have no concept of what the hell goes on at these big tech companies, but I'm glad we're back on.
It takes about as long as checking to see if all the hours are on Spotify to subscribe to the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. So
yeah,
you can
I'm subscribed.
Comment in the...
Well, they don't let me comment for whatever reason, but I am a subscriber.
Okay. All right.
Very proud subscriber.
Allegedly.
To both ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison.
And not that I'm here to correct anyone, because Lord knows I would never do such a thing. But I'm not sure they're all here. But they definitely go back to November. You're right.
I said through like the middle of November is when I looked. I didn't go all the way back.
That's enough.
I don't know when we got banned.
That's enough. All you had to do was take a couple more seconds to scroll back a little farther from what I understand. But I'm bottom line, thank you, Spotify, for getting your blank together and getting us back on there. Now, on to another streaming service.
I'm not gonna go that far. I can't get you to apologize to me, but you're going to apologize to Spotify.
I didn't.
When they have forced us to completely go royalty-free.
At what point did I apologize? Where in there did I apologize?
You're saying thank you for someone that banned us for really not telling us what they banned us
for. I literally said thank you for getting your blank together.
Mm.
So that still implies
that's
mistake
not an
on
apology.
Their part.
It's fair. Okay. You have a hard time apologizing, so all right.
I'm sorry, that's not true. So, there's another streaming service that's a factor today.
Okay.
The National Football League announcing yesterday that the Green Bay Packers' December 27th Saturday game against the Baltimore Ravens will be a 7 p.m. start. Okay, great. Mm. Prime time. Back-to-back sure. Saturday night football.
Mm-hmm.
On exclusively Peacock, unless you live in the Baltimore television market, which maybe there's some of you that listen to our show, the Milwaukee television market, or the Green Bay television market. If you live in Rhinelander, if you live in Eau Claire, La Crosse,
Wausau.
If you live in Wausau, and if you live in the Madison television market, good luck. This is, I saw that, and the first person I thought of was Olti. Even though I passed along the fact that if you have cable, you can access all of these streaming services for free. They are bundled with your cable subscription.
Yep.
If you want to watch Packers Ravens in Madison, your choices are subscribe in some form to Peacock or go boo in a bar or find a friend who's got Peacock like Jesse.
Is it wrong to ask for illegal streaming opportunities, too? Is that wrong? I just want to...
The word illegal would mean yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What about if you said alternative streaming?
Then we could talk, yeah.
We could bend the rules a little bit there, right?
Because there's all kinds of alternative options, right, out there, isn't there?
I don't know. I've never engaged in that. I'm not smart enough.
So I'm okay with... Yeah. I know fans are a little, I'm all right with – I mean, obviously, I don't like Peacock. I'm sick of the – I think I speak for a lot of fans who are like, all right, enough with all
this. Was the Badgers game last night on Peacock?
No, it was a Big Ten Network
game. No, I was able to watch that debacle.
That's too bad.
Can we play any defense at all? Why can't we play any
Huskers
defense?
Are good.
Gardo's pissed. Gardo's pissed. No, Gardo's pissed off. No, he's mad. And he's talking about benching people. And
he was.
Uh-huh. I got to watch a lot of the second half. It was already over by the time I started watching. And it just looked like it was Civ City, man. Anybody wanted to go wherever they wanted to go. It was Civ City, USA. Now, Nebraska's, they obviously are good. I'm not going to break down. It's too early in the year, and you guys know, unless I go to the game and declare Wisconsin a Final Four team, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that this year. If our defense, I was hoping, I'm obviously going to head to the Purdue game. There's a really good home schedule for Badger Hoops this year.
Why obviously?
I don't know if I'm going to make any declarations. This might be my first declarative-free college basketball season.
They may make it to the Final Four then as a result. This is great news. Somebody tell Gardo that we've got some positive news for him today. Tausch will not be declaring you a Final Four team.
I think Gardo's still running his guys. I think he's probably got the boys back and said, we need to get moving. Yeah, that was not a great effort last night, but I'm not going to overreact. As far as this goes, with Vinny and Eric this morning on WTMJ, we were talking. I think there's some fans like, I don't like all these Saturday games. And listen, man, this is the price you pay to have a good football team. People want to watch you. We have a great brand. We have a really good quarterback. We have what people want to see. So we can pout and cry that we're not playing at noon on Sunday. Trust me, I would love to play at noon on Sunday. That fits for me. Actually, I like night games now, actually. As a dad, it's more. But you get my drift from a viewpoint standpoint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is part of the deal, man. We're good. People want to see us. And this is going to be how this plays out. So I'm all right with it. I don't love the Peacock angle of it. I may have to go to Jesse's house and watch if I'm invited back over.
And a tour of his freezer and mow at your feet. Jesse, are you, like, you're a subscriber. Are you going to host a bunch of your friends, including even Tyler?
Well, it depends. If he moves by then, he'll be good in the Milwaukee TV market.
That's true.
Yeah, it depends if he moves in a little early. We would if it comes to it. There are some talks with it being a Saturday night that we may go up to Green Bay and either look to find tickets or tailgate and enjoy the game on site. So that's a possibility for us. So
that's pretty late for you, though, Jel. You'd be seeping.
Holiday weekend. We'll have time to sleep in the work. No, the noon games are where I struggle with sleeping at the stadium. The night games, I'm perfectly fine.
Fair. I'm surprised by something Tausch said, that there was pushback from fans, according to Vinny and the boys, as you like to call them, Eric and Pancake.
No, I just think back-to-back Saturdays is what bothered. I think everybody understands we're going to have a Thursday. We'll have a European game. We'll have a Monday night. We'll have Thursday. But the back-to-back Saturdays, I think, is what
kind of threw people off. Why do people not like that?
I don't know. Ask them. I don't know.
I think it's annoying that – and I – you know,
you're supposed to play on Sunday. It shouldn't be every – like, I get sometimes you do the Thanksgiving and then they hammer you for the next Thursday because you get a week. I think we all understand that. But then you go back to Sunday. But the deal is, man, the NFL's got – they got a lot of people wanting this inventory, and we're going to distribute it to Netflix and to Peacock and to Amazon, and everybody's got to eat. Everybody's at that trough shoveling, and the Packers – are a great entree. Everybody wants a piece of this entree. Go ahead, Jill.
It's also that it's a holiday weekend, and so you want to try and make plans for many who are using that as a 4-day or even 5-day weekend, with Christmas Eve and Christmas Day being when they land this year, that you're making your arrangements to go see people, and you want to go see Grandma one day and Aunt Sally another day and so on, and to 2 weeks out have the Packers game announced as a second Saturday night game in a row is frustrating for a lot of people.
It was always going to be Saturday.
It was TBA, and there were 5 games on the NFL slate listed as TBA for Saturday, and 3 of them ended up being on Sunday. So the majority of the games that were listed as Saturday games were not. We, being close to it, had a pretty good idea that it would end up being the Saturday night game, but not everybody knew
that. The question
to
me was whether or not it got the afternoon or the evening. Because they play Saturday the week before, it allows them to do 7 days. Other teams would have had a short week by a day. The Packers already had one short week going into Chicago next week. I always expected them to be Saturday. Would the 3:30 start have been better? Would people have felt better about that? It no. also wouldn't have been on Peacock, by the way, had they gotten the afternoon window. So, again, that's going to be a big one. It's the last home game of the year, so I'm curious if that factors into how people feel.
Baltimore stinks. Green Bay is going to rout Baltimore. I'm telling you right now. Put it
okay.
in the bag.
Well, they've,
now, the next
mark
two,
the tape.
The next two are going to be tricky. I'm telling you right now. Baltimore, rout City, USA. Continue.
We will talk more about the next one as the Packers look to go 1-0 every week as they travel to Denver, where it will be 62 degrees at kickoff.
Is it really that nice? Well, ain't that
beautiful in Golden, Colorado, don't you know?
I think it's going to be -8 here.
Yeah, it's not going to be warm, that's for sure. And if you're here.
Big old crock pot of chili for that game, no? Isn't that a chili day?
Don't spill it.
And some chili?
Yeah, don't spill it. And make sure your Pella windows and doors are closed to make sure you keep all the warm air in.
Now, I don't know if I can give as good a visual as I did yesterday. I can't do it every day, but ensure your home remains comfortable before that brutal post-holiday winter. Santa's magical. His elves, they're not qualified to build Pella's beautiful windows. You know what? Pella wants to make everybody's holiday brighter and clearer through those beautiful new windows. Pay zero interest for up to 24 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And Pella's elves, they're not like us. We're taking off the 25th. We might take off the 20th. No, Pella's elves are going to work. They're going to work. They install year-round and finish installation in as little as a day. But hurry up. This deal ends December 31st. So schedule a free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
We'll get into Packers Broncos next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch, you said that these next two games are going to be very interesting. As you like to say.
Yep.
Is that a euphemism for concerning?
Yeah.
Challenging? Yep. How do you view that? Yep. Because I thought that was really interesting that you said that.
I think you could use challenging, interesting, difficult, tricky. I think the Packers will go 1-1 in these next two. That's what I think. And you play a lot of I always am looking at the emotional capital that you spend as a team. And for everybody out there, oh, you're going to come out flat, and oh, you're going to be this and this and that. And I think there's a lot of things that, you know, are challenging to go on the road. This team has proven they went into Pittsburgh and played a really good game. They went to Cleveland. They didn't. This is a team that I think is finding its stride. And if they go 2-0 here, they'll be the one seed. I believe that.
I agree.
I think it's going to be very difficult because the Minnesota game was, you know, not like a super taxer for them, but they anytime you have a rival come in and you don't have Josh Jacobs and you there's different ways. I thought Matt LaFleur handled that game really well. It was a kind of a workmanlike lunch pail. Let's just punch the time clock. And let's get out of here with a win. Not everything needs to be the prettiest thing ever. So you get through that, and then you've emptied your bucket. Like, you have drained emotionally the last 2 weeks. You factor that in with the fact that the Denver Broncos are a really good football team on the road. So if you are able to muster enough up, the Bears, you know, are going to be coming with their best shot next week.
it just back-to-back road games is always tough in the NFL. And then you factor all of the other things in. That's why my concern level, and this is where I thought the toughest part of the schedule, this is when I thought Baltimore was going to be really good. I thought this was going to be the determining factor in the schedule, and now I'm just going to narrow that to these next 2 weeks. As far as division winning, 1-2 seed, this is the time to make your stamp, and I think if you can go 1-1, you'll be able to accomplish what you're looking for.
I want to get to some calls and some texts because the Peacock and Saturday night's back-to-back storyline has resonated with folks. Let me ask you this one thing, though, about Baltimore, because I don't want to say you were dismissive, but kind of are. It's going to be blowout city. They still have a lot to play for. They have a really good quarterback who has dealt with a bunch of injuries.
He's not good right now.
He's not. I understand.
He is a great player, an MVP, and a dynamite weapon. That's not who he is. That's like saying, well, the Chiefs are dominant. No, they're not right now. Things change. I've watched Baltimore play Cincinnati and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I did,
Jason,
too.
They're not any good. They're not. Their defense isn't good. Their offense is suspect at best. They don't have any juice. Yeah, they're going to be battling and competing, but unless something changes drastically, Lamar can't practice.
Correct.
He never practices because he's banged up. And if Lamar Jackson can't use his legs and he's just a sitting duck, it ain't pretty for what they're doing. So, yeah, listen, man, anything can happen. But that Baltimore game, which I thought was going to be the toughest home game, nah, I don't see it that way anymore.
Jesse, what's been the reaction on the carbless talking text line? Lists is more to back-to-back Saturdays, the second of which will be on Peacock.
More positive than I expected. Adam and the Berg
texting.
Saturday home games at Lambeau Field are awesome. Doesn't make the next day so horrible as you recover. Adam,
I've had a few too many Tito's or too many Coors Lights. I'm sure, recovery time.
He also may be talking about media members who are hosting post game shows and writing game stories and whatnot. That their late night turnarounds aren't so bad for when they have to do shows the next day, right?
I'm sure that's what Adam was thinking of.
I got another one here. I'm waiting to put it up for
him. Do you need me to buy you some time?
I thought I might get a little help to sponsor. That's okay. Here, Rob in Michigan. Living in Michigan, I love the games being on streaming platforms and being on Saturday nights or any time slot that's exclusive. If it's a noon game and the Lions play at the same time on the same network, I'm SOL. I can't tell you what that stands for, Tausch.
That's blank out of luck.
Yes.
Blank out of luck.
Yep.
Yeah, listen, man, I think it's a new era. People, the more access, this is the new era of how the NFL is going to do its business. So I don't disagree. I love Saturday games when college football is done because it's standalone. You get another day to recover if you end up getting that Sunday game. So as a player, totally on board. You get a little longer week. You get less practice during the week.
Right.
A little less wear and tear. So I get it. How about the Michigan man thing, huh? All these Michigan fans, huh? What a mess they got up there, huh?
Ron in Rome, Texan. Screw the NFL. I'll listen. I'll listen to the
Who
Ravens.
Who was that again?
Who
was that called that?
Randy. I forgot where he was from.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Randy in a very long time. I hope he's doing well.
Screw the NFL. I'll listen to the Ravens game on the radio. I already pay for 3 streaming services besides Peacock, says Ron in Rome.
I feel you, Ron. Yeah. I get it.
Ron, there is this new deal, and Jason said this. You get on this cable package, and they throw this stuff in there. I just still can't get on board with Peacock after –
Even for free.
Saved by the Bell. No, they did the bait and switch with Saved by the Bell. I was all excited. Saved by the Bell was coming
I thought
back.
I was the grudge holder around here.
No. I'm not a grudge holder. It's just sometimes you got to put your foot in the dirt. I put my foot in the dirt on that. Is it the right thing? I don't know. But I did. And I'm going to put my... It's not a grudge. Just a foot in the dirt.
Foot in the dirt. Yep. Not to be confused with hand in the dirt, because you're a down lineman as opposed to a stand-up edge rusher. All right, we've got a lot to get to today. As I had some folks, I don't understand them, but there were some complaints that we didn't talk enough Packers-Broncos yesterday. I thought we talked a lot of Packers, personally.
Talked quite a bit. I mean, Belaga, yeah, I thought there was quite a bit. But I get it.
You know, we're here. We serve at the pleasure of our fans, and I will make sure that we cover more ground today. We just talked about it. Playing on Saturday night means you don't have to get up for work on Monday. I mean, if you work on Sunday, obviously you do. But you want to have a good night's sleep. And if you get to bed late after Packers-Bears or Packers-Ravens, well, the good news is that nothing beats a great night's sleep on a Beautyrest mattress from Steinhoffels. Right now, get a free foundation when you buy a Beautyrest Black or world-class mattress. Queens start at just $30 a month with Steinhoffel's 60-month financing. Plus, with Steinhoffel's 110% price guarantee and 120-night sleep guarantee and free delivery, you really can't go wrong. So don't overpay for a good night's sleep. Shop Steinhoffel's in-store or online at steinhoffels.com today. More Packers-Broncos next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Have a horse in this race in the form of a wager at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Jordan Love undeniably is in the MVP conversation. Right? We can all agree on that.
I think he's third or fourth right now.
Yeah, but he's still he's not outside the conversation. And depending on how the next four games go,
he's right in the middle of the conversation.
Yeah, right, exactly. So he is playing at a high level. Last two games, 7 tutters and only 1 interception.
If Philip Rivers comes in and plays great football for 4 weeks and the Colts win the division, give him the MVP.
Stop it.
No, I'm being serious. If Philip Rivers can come in and lead this team back, and they have faltered, and they're big dogs, right now they're probably not going to make the playoffs. No. If Philip Rivers can come in at 44, and if he throws for 250 a game and they win 4 in a row and win the division, give him the MVP.
How about comeback player of the year instead? Because he came back from his 2020 season. After a 5-year layoff.
Do you understand how legendary that would be if he does this?
Let me ask you this in response.
It would be legendary. There's no hemming and hawing about that.
They'd make a movie about it.
Yes, of course.
No, he should get the MVP. He should.
The Indianapolis Colts remaining schedule, as Tausch writes his Disney film, at Seattle, home against the San Francisco 49ers.
L.
Home against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
L.
And at Houston.
L. That's my point. If they go 4-0, when I just said L, 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 MVP.
Yeah.
It would be so crazy.
What I was trying to say before you cut me off thinking that I was going to besmirch you, that looks to me like impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dare to dream.
What did Kevin Garnett always say, though? After
anything is possible! That's what he said.
What he said.
Yes.
Yeah, but they had Ray Allen, him, and Paul George. No, who was the other? Who's the third
Paul
partner?
Pierce.
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce.
I knew I'd get there eventually.
They got JT 23.
Yeah.
Or 28.
And?
If you want to call it. I don't know who else. Oh, they got that good tight end from Penn State. He's a good player.
Tyler Warren, who might be the backup quarterback this weekend.
They got a really good left guard. They got players. It would be legendary if he did.
They're
this,
8-5 right now. Yep. There's it's not out of the realm of possibility that they finish.
No, it's over for them. No, they're done. No, they're done. It's over.
I guess my question is 44-year-old Philip Rivers a better alternative than poaching someone off of another NFL team's practice squad? Like, I'm not saying Clayton Toon, who's the quarterback on the Packers practice squad.
They tried to get the dude from Denver, Ellenbach, and he's nowhere to be found. The guy, he used to play for Texas, and he said, "No, I'm good. I'm going to stay with Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very eager to see how this plays out. It's going to be fascinating.
It's not going to end well.
When we do the weekend preview, I would certainly hope Seahawks Colts is one of the options for what
you would love
watch.
This to happen to the G&G. Like this would you couldn't get this.
Like Brett
you
Favre coming back at age
not Brett now
56,
obviously, but like if
or
Eric,
whatever he'd be.
I was thinking
say,
of someone else in a few
in,
years.
Let's say next year something goes haywire in December and Rodgers is out in California retired and they say, oh boy, can you come back for one last push? We got a championship team. You wouldn't know what to do with yourself. You wouldn't even be able to do the show. You'd be drooling all over yourself.
Malik Willis has signed in free agency to go play somewhere else. Jordan suffers a 4-week injury. I'm sorry, as James Campen would say, a 4-week broken shoelace or busted chin strap, because he doesn't like to talk about injury possibilities. I'm eager to see what happens. This has everyone captivated. Bill Huber asked Jordan Love if he could see himself making a comeback like that 17 years from now, by the way. He's 27.
Jeez.
Jordan wasn't quite sure what to say to that. I think it's a fun story, but if he gets pummeled and they lose and he can't, you know, get out of the way of on like
he slip a hip. Yeah. This yeah, gotta be that, hip slipping time.
Man, is this gonna be like Apollo Creed, is it?
If he dies, he dies like Drago?
It's supposed to be an exhibition.
We don't have to go that dark. Good Lord.
I mean, what if Philip Rivers gets hurt in his first game out there because he hadn't played in the NFL in 5 years and he's 44 years old?
Yeah, that's the risk he's taking. He knows what he's signing up for. Old Philip been around the block. Getting back to, geez, you guys are Tangent City today. Getting back to the Jordan Love MVP vote. If he goes 4-0.
Just a review.
Team,
yeah, that was us.
What?
We did that. Sorry.
You proclaimed when we started this conversation that Philip Rivers should win the MVP if they go 4-0 with him as quarterback. That was the tangent.
Yes.
What if they go?
That is what I said.
What if they go 3-1 and make the playoffs?
Nope, he's got to go 4-0. He's only got four games. It's got to be so perfect on perfect. And then I still think he doesn't have enough on his resume. I just think he should. Jordan Love to win the MVP is going to need to continue with his numbers, 4-0, and the one seed. So that knocks Stafford down a couple pegs.
Yeah, that's true.
The Drake May component, I think we need Buffalo to beat them and have that be a jostle at the end of the season. And then Jordan Love can win the MVP. If we're the one seed and Jordan's stat line is going to be four, what has he got right now, four picks? If he ends up, how many touchdowns do you think he'll end up throwing total on the year? What has he got right now?
I'm sorry, I was looking up MVP odds. Which he is third on that, and you guys got in at a very good number comparatively to where it is now. Right now, for this season, Jordan Love enters Sunday's game having thrown 22 touchdowns against four interceptions.
31-5, gets it done. If he can be at 31-5, he gets one pick the next 4 weeks, and he gets to 31, which is doable. I think he needs to have over 30 because Stafford is lighting it up touchdown-wise. But finishing that season strong and overtaking Stafford for the one seed, I think would be enough to trump it. And then it just comes down to, you know, where Drake May's at. I think it's a long shot for Jordan just because I think they want Stafford to win it. I think the league would love to give him another crown jewel.
Sure.
And, by the way, he's had a hell of a year.
35 I don't want touchdowns, to dismiss that part of it either. 4 picks.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
He's got 3,300 yards thrown for already with 4 games left.
Yeah, he's been very good. Jordan Love, by the way, has thrown for 3,028, so he's about 300 yards behind. The MVP odds as they stand now today. Matthew Stafford -180. So Jesse, tell me what I win if I put $100 on Matthew Stafford.
$80 if you bet $100 on Stafford at -180 to win MVP.
Drake May +210.
So that means bet $100, you win $210, and that's
Jordan Love. Yeah. You guys got in at $2,500, which for some reason I remember that, but others didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love is now half of that. He's +1,200. So it's decreased a lot from
June.
Can
we sell that? Jesse, can we sell that ticket?
What does that mean?
No.
But you know you can. There's a market that somebody's like, they really are bought into Jordan, and you can say, oh, this is what we paid. This is what the payout will be. So you end up saying, well, just give me 30% of that. You're banking that he's going to win it. You take a little something off the table. Because I don't think, unless Stafford fills his britches like he did in Carolina, Jordan ain't going to overtake him. The numbers are too strong, and the sentiment is too strong. When we made this, Jesse, Stafford couldn't walk. He was like an old man.
Yeah, it's true.
Back, my back! He was Freddie Sanford. Was it Freddie Sanford that always had the back stuff? My back! My back! I think it was Freddie Sanford.
God, I love your timely television references.
I thought that was your Uncle Leon.
No, Uncle Leon did stuff so then he didn't have to do other stuff. He'd just do stuff in a way, you know.
That was the way of doing it. Josh Allen.
Lived out in Colorado, though, Jesse. Uncle Leon
really?
Was a Colorado native. Ah. Yeah, he's a Colorado guy.
How about that?
Josh Allen +1,400, Dak Prescott +7,500, Bo Nix +10,000.
No.
Those are the top six.
Three horse race.
So it's exactly.
It's a three horse race, and I would say we're not
how many lengths
quite.
Behind.
It's not Secretariat. Stafford's not Secretariat, but he's not far off from Secretariat.
Your AP Offensive Player of the Year. Odds, in case you're wondering.
Jesse, somebody just said if you bet 100 on a -180 for Stafford, you only win $55.
Yeah, I just got that text too. Is that right?
What?
Come on. Come on, Jesse. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but somebody sent it to me, and I read what people send me, so we'll see.
Yes, you do
we'll
sometimes.
See how that goes.
Your AP Offensive Player of the Year odds. Jackson Smith and Jigba is the favorite, followed by Jahmyr Gibbs. Jonathan Taylor has fallen off. Christian McCaffrey, Puka Nacua, and George Pickens. So there you have those odds.
George Pickens?
I'm just telling you the top six. He's
hey, come on now.
He's +10,000. Last category, since I do find this interesting, AP Comeback Player of the Year Award.
Phillip Rivers.
Christian McCaffrey is the favorite, followed by Dak Prescott, Phillip Rivers, Aiden Hutchinson, Trevor Lawrence, and Christian Watson is in the conversation. So good for
See
Christian.
What? Wow.
So,
I was
might
told
find that
he doesn't make much of a difference on this team. I think I was told that.
But you can make a difference in your wallet if you wager smartly like Jesse and Tausch did the last time we were at Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
Oh, well, you know we love Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Jesse was down there. It was beautiful. He was with Coach Alvarez doing Lord knows. What were y'all doing down there, Jesse? Can you tell us again?
We were playing roulette. Or no, not roulette. We were playing craps, rolling dice.
Craps. And
we were eating at the UU Noodle
Bar. You got that great sports book. UU Noodle Bar. Steakhouse. Terry Bradshaw potentially got... We hope Dolly Parton at some point. We don't know, but they have a great entertainment venue, and it's only 60 minutes from Madison and the beautiful part two. If you like true high-limit play with the rhythm and the indulgence and the great energy Hard Rock Casino Rockford brings you, they elevate the high-limit room experience to deliver premium table games tailored for discerning players with enhanced game rules, including blackjack, where the dealer will stand on that soft 17. That gives you a nice advantage. You'll enjoy better odds, faster play, and the kind of authentic high-limit action that does set Hard Rock Casino Rockford apart. Your next hand could be your best yet. Visit the high-limit room at Hard Rock Casino Rockford and rediscover your game on your terms, in your rhythm, and with your edge.
I like the finality with which you delivered that. The with your edge has not been consistency that. Some breaking off-season news and some exciting news if you're Jesse Nelson and Mark Tauscher, who believe that this town should be annexed to Wisconsin. Not so exciting news if you were hoping that Mark Tauscher might be back on a bus. I'll tell you what that is, and we'll get back to Packers-Broncos next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I'm sure will be a disappointing payoff of a tease momentarily. Two quick questions. One, has our switch to such incredible royalty-free music resulted in our return to Spotify, or the timing was just coincidental, Jesse?
I don't know, but I'm sure it doesn't hurt.
Okay, that's one. Two, do you have any... updates on the inaccuracy of your wager information?
Yeah, I learned how sports betting works a little bit better during commercial break.
That's good that you've learned.
Yeah. So when it's plus, like plus 210 or plus 2,500, let's say, for Jordan Love to win MVP, you bet 100 to win 2,500. When it's minus, you bet whatever that number is to win $100. So for Matthew Stafford, you bet 180 to win $100 when it's minus. So for anyone like me who didn't fully understand how that works yet, that's what it means. So I always thought it meant you bet 100 to win 80, and that's how that worked. But apparently I have been wrong about that my entire life. So here we are. I learned something.
Thank you for that. Also, I have gotten a couple of folks who have confirmed what Tausch said about being able to sell your ticket on the Jordan Love MVP wager at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Zaz and a couple of others. It's a service called Prop Swap, not to be confused with Pick Swap.
Do they sell ice cream? Ice cream?
I don't know if it's a... He doesn't have it capitalized, so I guess I don't know if that was just a generic term for what you can do, or if that's
not
an actual company. Okay.
Yeah, they don't.
But you can post your ticket to be sold by others.
Yep, that's what I thought. Yep.
I didn't know that either. Much like
Jesse
didn't know.
And I would. And I would do that for probably like a 60 piece. I need 60 piece on it, and then as we go, because I think this weekend with Drake May playing Josh Allen,
he has
a big game, and they throttle the Bills. Oh, boy. We'd be in trouble.
The Green Bay Packers announcing the 2026 tailgate tour. which we've been a part of a few times in terms of their stops in Sun Prairie. They had a stop in Madison last year. The bad news is their stops will not be anywhere near the Madison area. Racine, Janesville, Dubuque.
I love Dubuque.
Road trip, Jesse, April 16th, and Wisconsin Rapids before returning to Green Bay. A lot of miles
those boys will be putting on.
Yeah, your current and former players will be on the tour. Edgerrin Cooper.
Coop.
Evan Williams. And General Colby Wooden. The former players, I believe all three former Tausch teammates, James Jones, Desmond Bishop, and Brandon Jackson.
What a crew.
Wow.
That's a good crew.
Have you gotten an invite lately? Would you accept if it's called?
Yeah, I have. I can't take off. I can't leave this show to go do that. I can't do it.
Well, we appreciate your loyalty to what we do here.
Thank you
for your loyalty. We appreciate that.
You got it.
Very much. Much like we appreciate your loyalty.
I'm available if they need me.
I will let them know. I will pass that up the food chain. After Tausch tells us about Jones Dairy Farm.
Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned and operated for seven generations in Fort Atkinson all the way to 1889, and best known for their all-natural sausage made from the original family recipe. Available in pork, chicken, and turkey, and the sausage is made with fresh meat only, no fillers, nitrates, MSG, or gluten. And you know what? Holidays are here. Get a smoked ham. If you're just struggling, I don't know what to give Lenny. I don't know. Go get him a smoked ham. It's going to add a lot of flavor to his table. It will. And then you get the natural sausage rolls that I'm telling you, we make it with our orchetta and spinach, and it just, the crispy crunchiness of that pork sausage, oh, baby, it's unbelievable. Go find at Jones Dairy Farm all of their products, and you can find the different grocery stores across the great state of Wisconsin where you can get Jones Dairy products. Again, that is jonesdairyfarm.com.
What if Lenny would prefer
We got some videos that need to be put out. I'm telling you right now, we have videos that are done that are awesome, and I'm hoping it's not our team's fault. I'm just going to put that out there. It is not our team's fault.
You're
pushing
hard. You're hoping it's not their fault?
No, I know it's not our team's fault. Okay. Our team, Maddie and Pablo and the team, has done a great job. We need to push on some other folks because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think the volleyball team is going to get to the Final Four. I don't find
Whoa,
them. I don't think they're going to find
hey.
I don't. I'm just being
what
honest with
heck?
You, Jel. I think we're going to get beat in the finals against Texas down in Austin. I think that's
the regional
final. I hope
final.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we beat whoever we play tomorrow
Stanford.
At whatever time.
Oh, my God.
Whatever time. I think it's going to be 7
Dynamite
at night.
Dynamite promotion
I hope
there. I think we beat whoever we play whenever we play them tomorrow.
Well, we don't know what time we play them. Nobody knows. They don't. But it is on our air, and it's on WTMJ, and it's, you know, the home of Wisconsin volleyball. But I'd love to get this video out. It is fun. It's competitive. And I think everybody's going to really enjoy it. So I hope we get that out today or tomorrow before the season ends.
How would you wrap Lenny's hand?
Before the season ends.
Which I think, when is the final? If we win tomorrow, Jel, what time do we play on? Is it Sunday or Saturday?
We don't know yet on Sunday.
You guys know, by the way, I got a text the other day from our buddy Rob Vogel. You realize this is all driven by television, right? All these games are now on ESPN, unlike the previous, the round of 64 and the round of 32, where you had to do a lot of hunting and pecking to find the video feeds of the different games. And I know that because I was trying to find it for Sid. This is all driven by television.
Well, being on TV has nothing to do with what Tausch is talking about with the
nothing at all.
Certain
yeah.
start time versus the unknowns, the cable guy's start time.
And just out of curiosity again, when the men's college basketball tournament, March Madness, occurs, and there are two games or four games at the same site, Do they have set times for those, or is it always 30 minutes after the completion of the first game of the session?
The first game of the session has a set start time.
Correct.
And then the second game has a 30 minutes following rule in place. Yes. Now, little different because it's not played at the host site of the school that's the best seed that's in it.
Well, you guys just, you guys will twist pretzels and knots to just not apologize. You are going through 100 hoops.
I'm siding with just you right now.
I know you are, but I'm talking to J-Dub, Jell. I think you've come around. You just don't have the fortitude to say, yeah, old T was right. Jason's just a stubborn old ox. That's all.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.